Welcome to the Jung Hackerin Tag, the Young Hackers Day at the 38 C3 in Hamburg. Very nice that so many people are here at this early hour. I'm Ben Yoshi. And sorry, didn't catch that name. Let's keep the lights on. I want to enjoy the view of the audience. The Youth Hackers Day has a long tradition, and after Corona, we're happy that we could revive it. And last year, we were happy to see many of you. Who was here last year? Very nice. So many people who are here again, and many new people, and who of you is here for the very first time? Right. So that's our goal, to get new people into the event. About the we are Chaos Macht Schule, a group of people in Chaos Computer Club that exists in many places in Germany, that helps create workshops at schools and to propagate the topics that Chaos Computer Club is interested in at various events. We are also Chaos Jetzt, a group of young hackers in CCC. If you're 26 or younger, you're welcome there to work with them. There is groups in many cities in Germany. Jugendtakt is another organization that organizes workshops for children from the age of 12. There's also the labs at various places in Germany where people can come, kids can come, to learn to solder and other projects, and a lot of offerings that are available year round at about 20 places in Germany. There is an additional space in Fürstenberg outside of Berlin, directly in the train station. There's the Verstehbahnhof. If you want to get to know them, they have an embroidery machine and a laser cutter downstairs. And since many of you haven't been here before, there's two big events that Chaos Computer Club hosts. Of course, the Chaos Computer Club is a big association of hackers, and the two big events are every 2 years with a camp, and every year the event we're at right now, the 38th time we're having Congress. In between we had two remote congresses, but the 38th in presence, and we have been in various places in Germany. We're back in Hamburg. We're about 14,000 people, and a very important part is everything here happens by volunteers. We have about 3,000 angels that volunteer to help, people pay for a ticket, then might even empty out the trash cans to do camera work, to do lights, to translate. All these things, that happens all by people who volunteer, which we have about 3,000 people of that help make Congress possible.
And this is not a service structure as in you buy something, but you do something. So this morning I cleaned up some soldering stations. So if you use something, please leave the places behind here, utensils behind, just like you found it. So there is no one cleaning that up for a living, but everything is done by volunteers, and we'd appreciate you helping Communication Congress. So that's a bit of information about the KS Communication Congress. So something that is very special to this year is that we have this new group, the YOC, the space we created. That was something that we usually did for the Young Hacker, was to just book a room or have two tables over 4 days that we now replaced with a room in just under Saal A, under the Stage A, in which we offer soldering, any kind of printing, a lot of things to have a look at, to also just have a break, to find a little.
Einen solchen Raum über 4 Tage mit Leben zu füllen, und das war gestern schon der Wahnsinn.
I wonder whether it's possible to fill a room like this with life, but we kind of managed it already, and it's nice that it's already working. So people are actually using our offers, and it's nice. There is also, in the youth area, there is the kit area for people and humans who are even younger, who can also do things. There is Lego, there is a ball bath. I think there is biscuits somewhere. So this is nice. Oh, yes. And of course, it's always important when so many people come together, that we behave properly, so the rules are be nice to each other. And when in doubt, if it doesn't work out, there is an awareness team for you. And in the Congress, there is always someone you can talk to if something goes wrong, so that we can respect each other and be nice to each other and behave in a way that is good for each other. And then everything will work out with the back and forth and the interhuman connections, as long as you all take a part. Okay, so if you didn't recognize this yet, what are the things that you could really step into a fault in a way is when you make pictures. So just like look at the policy. And when in doubt, just don't make pictures. There will be pictures done by the ZDF, the German TV channel, today. And if you need pictures, it's always good to get them from there as well, so it's privacy conform. Okay, so now we come to the workshops, and I will explain to you how you can access the workshops. There is a big program, especially for the younger ones. And everything that is under 18 and under 25, and then in all the ages. But there's also something for the very small children. With 4 or 5 years, you can take part as well. But if you are 14, 15, you find something. How do you find and navigate the workshops best? At the CCC, we have a schedule that's called the Fahrplan. The Fahrplan is the program of the Congress. Yesterday, thank you, many names, for helping us putting this together. Yesterday, we made QR codes. There is also a mail for the young hackers with those QR codes, and if you scan them, you can easily reach the special program for the Young Hacker Day. There is a special website for it, and if you use the Fahrplan app, you can, you know, mark your favorites with a star, so this comes in handy. Especially the bigger Fahrplan, or the bigger program for the parents, let go of your children. They will be found again. You can let go of your children. They can be on their own, and you parents, you can enjoy the Congress without clinging to them too much. Trust.
Just a little information, if you do need to find your children again, we all have this band around our arms in yellow or green. Those are people your children can find for help. Also, we have a little help desk. And especially for the children, if you don't know where to go, you can just ask anyone. There's a high probability that a lot of people can help you in this Congress. We've never lost anyone here. And for a lot of years, I still have all my three children. So we have been searching for them, but we have been finding them as well. So you came here with three children, but I'm not quite sure if they're the same children.
So the important thing for you is pretext, and I want to explain why we're doing this. And the reason we need to do that is that we have a number of events, especially the soldering, that were very, very full, and people stood in line for a really long time. So this time we have the ticket system. So if you have a ticket, you can attend the workshop. So please try and try to spread out over the various workshops. There's many soldering workshops, and if you use the middle QR code, and there's a page, and you can see all the workshops. If you're telling me that the page is not full of stuff, then I'll start to sweat. From 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock, it's open for booking, and we only opened it at 10 o'clock so that people who have been here yesterday didn't grab all the seats. So grab your seat. Just book your ticket, and if you find out that you can't attend a workshop or that you don't want to attend it anymore, then please return the ticket, because there are waiting lists, so somebody else can take your plate. And if you find out that the workshop that you really, really want to attend is fully booked, then please talk to us. We'll try and find a way to get you in regardless. And we can't promise anything, because sometimes we need, for example, computers, and there's only a limited number of computers, and we can only let so many people in so that everybody has their own computer. And one of the great things about Congress is that it's really, really easy to get lost, which can be a lot of fun, but it can also be confusing. So if you want to make sure you get to where you want to go, install the C3NAV app, or simply visit it in the browser at the URL shown on the slide and the lowermost QR code. That helps you get around Congress. Then we'll get to things that exist. There's a lot of soldering, many workshops. You can see that in pretext. There's Linux for beginners, a workshop that we started yesterday. So what we can say is, if a workshop runs over multiple days, typically people drop out, especially on the second day. So maybe you walk over there and see if there is a free spot. There is a Capture the Flag workshop. Capture the Flag is for security, or how would you explain what CFP is? So it's about finding security vulnerabilities. I was at our Capture the Flag. I can't explain what Capture the Flag is. I'm assuming that it is a game where I try to find security holes in a system. So this is like hacking in a bad movie. Then, and you will introduce yourself.
I think you have to switch on the microphone. Apparently, the microphone has to be turned up. Ah, now you're on. Okay, who knows what a noodle is? Some of them look like that. I'm doing the workshop noodle hacking. You cannot book it. If you are at 11 in the workshop room in front of the kids' space, you can attend. And if it's already full at 11, there will be another one at 12. I'll do that. I'm doing that together with Moritz. And I'm very happy if you're helping. It's a competition, and the winner will get a very spectacular prize. Sauce bolognese or something. Then there is virtual Eurorack synthesizers. I can't really say something about that, but there is more description in the Fahrplan, in the schedule. And then we get to... And I need to clean up a little bit. And I'm Timo. I'm substituting for Rocket Papa. And Rocket Papa is going to build rockets and fly them together with you. There's 10 seats available, and he's bringing a launch pad. And you can go outside and shoot the rockets. Unfortunately, nothing is going to explode. But they're flying really, really hard, and you have to find them again. So bring warm clothes. And then we get to the next one. I'm Timo. this time with the right slide. I'm doing soldering workshops. And you can solder 24 hours every day from 1 p.m. We have spaces reserved just for you, so you can get your ticket from Pretix. And we're building these small bugs, and they're a little bit like bugs. They're afraid of the dark, of the light. And they have eyes that light up, and if that's not quite the thing you're interested in, we have many other things you can solder, and you can find us either directly through the C3Nav, or you can find us through C3Nav. Look for Ewiger Löt Workshop in Hall H. And then we continue. So some time ago, we started collecting all the leftover bits and pieces, the electronic ones, and wanted to build something out of them, interesting objects. Spiders, whatever you can think of. So we have a bunch of components, and only your creativity is the limit. And you can learn to solder. And if we're lucky, you can even make it light up. So, and that's ideal for beginners, children, and youth who never have soldered before. So we have a clothespin. That is a very simple thing to do. That's really great. So you can learn how to burn yourself with a soldering iron. And in this case, it's not too bad if the soldering iron is on the component a little bit too long.
Danke.
So... I do analog computing, so I do not have anything to do with zeros and ones. And in a time when computers are increasingly needing powers, so we think about building, you know, nuclear plants just to get them running. If someone is into the idea of playing with a technology that you have never heard of, but which is incredibly funny, then I really recommend to come to my workshop. It would probably be good if you have had heard the word condenser. If you didn't understand that, I didn't understand it. Then you can go to this workshop and get the previous information for this. So this is unbelievably cool stuff. Really, wow, this is nice. So for everyone who doesn't know analog computing, everyone who is old enough for this, please do this. Analog computing is basically the hardware of putting one-on-one together and for having the hardware result of it. If you don't understand something here...
This is Mitch.
And if you don't understand it in the workshop, so partially we don't do this with translation.
All my life. So, and I'm old. And I can teach people of any age and all skill levels. This is for total beginners. Arduino for total newbies. We'll go over in 3.5 hours all of this stuff. I'll tell you about controllers and all the cool things they can do. And I can go over everything you need to know about electronics. And you will understand. And I'm going to use a TVB Gone as an example project. That's an invention of mine that turns off all televisions in public places, including schools. So,
Saturn and Co. love it.
And so I'll teach everyone how to solder. We'll make our own Arduino board, and our Arduino board is a very easy board to use, even for total beginners of all ages. I recommend probably about age 10 on up, but anyone really geeky. And we'll go over how to set it up, how to program things, and how to hack programs, and read a schematic. It'll look kind of scary at first, but you will be able to do it. Then everyone will be able to use a solderless breadboard to make a TV be gone, and you can go around all the world turning TVs off in public places and making the world a better place for everybody. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Danke.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so the next talk is from Ruyo.
So this is the robot, hello, and you can program it using those Borg-like tokens. Translate?
We don't translate it because, yeah.
Sure, so I have a set of 5 challenges for children 7, maybe even 6 years old, teaching basics of programming. So if you brought younger siblings who cannot attend mainline events, you can try programming this robot. We are in hall 1 foyer in left side of the, you'll go left and downstairs you will find us. Thank you.
Thanks. Ja, auch sehr cool. Vielen Dank. And
very cool. So thank you very much. The next one is also pretty cool. About 20 years ago, humanity sent a message towards some of our stars in the hope of finding alien life and in the hope that they could decrypt this message, and it's not in English or German, because why would they be able to read that? It was encoded in a certain way, and we'll try to decode this. That's one of the interesting things. There are a lot of things to be known about this. I also have a Rubik's Cube workshop. So we do colorful array of things. You can come and go when you want. It starts after the introductory session and goes until 2 o'clock. Sorry. And it has to do with all those math offers. There is a general call from 10:30 on in Hall A. And my helpers will come and do the nuances of this. Okay, so for everyone who thinks, ugh, I don't like math, I would like for you to look at this game. Math can be real fun. check it out. Here is something else about math. Okay, Pentagame. Does any one of you already know Pentagame? Raise your arms. Okay, three people. Well, this is a game that gives you some history on math. But there is no random input. There is no dice to be had. It's a lot of fun, and you can have a lot of mathematical thoughts and think them through with this game. And we really, we just heartily invite you to try it out with us. It's, I think, from 5 o'clock, he said, and it's like a tournament. And come. We hope that you come in high numbers. So if you play this, you can have a lot of fun. And now we have another one. So as you can see, we are from the Chaos Post. And who of you guys likes it when they get postcards? I never met someone who doesn't like it. With us, you can write them. You don't need any kind of sign-up. You can just come, write them, and send them. You can write a lot of cool postcards. All or many of these motives are only to be had with us. You can write someone to someone in the Congress, and you can also do it for someone outside. You could also write to someone in a future Congress or at any other event. And you can also, if you feel like it, come and help get the postcards to the people who have been written to. So, if you get those postcards, you have to kind of find out who that is going to. So you have to ask a lot of people, and it's kind of a nice journey to do that. So if you feel like doing that, please help us get the postcards to the people. And if you feel like doing that, see you later. Thank you very much.
It's very interesting. For example, at camp, when the address is like the third tent from the left, a white one. So this isn't mine. A third to last. SQL injection basics. Is this person here? I'll try to explain it. It's a workshop that's explaining this. If you never heard about that, SQL is the database language, and a big problem of this language, well, it's not so much the language, it's more the people who are using it and not using it right. And you're going to look at how a website is using SQL, and with a little bit of background information, you can break it or you can infiltrate it. So there's a lot of vulnerabilities in web applications that might not be very complicated, but easy enough to find. Many mistakes that people tend to make, and with what simple tricks you can surprise some companies and access their internal data. Very exciting. It helps if you have a little bit of experience in programming. So I think that helps. So I think slightly older young people.
So
then next. Ta-da. Cool nerd shit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, I'm Steini. We'll go all the way deep down. And we're looking into how ones and zeros make a computer. We're doing a deep dive into the computer. Four times, 1 hour each. So maybe 14, 15. If you have no idea what a bit is, maybe not the right thing for you, but please come in. If you really want to understand how a computer really works, then you're in the right place. 4 to 5 people in Saal A.
Amazing nerd shit, all I'm saying. And last of what do nerds do? If they don't hack, then they're playing games. And we got some games with us nerds typically play. For example, the Turing machine, where you also the Widerstand, the resistance. We can also play that, and the Topfall Holo Hate. Entschuldigung, habe ich nicht. But you got no idea how it really works. I know the actual rules. Hobo Rally is a really cool game because you can play with. You can program a robot with physical cards, with a cardboard park, and it's amazing fun because you can do that. I've been doing that in university with my co-students for hours at night. But don't worry, we're going to do it short or long. It's really fun, and you tend to get an idea how programming actually works. And we got loads more. We got a desk. Come around and have a look what you might fancy, and bring someone with. That's the most fun about it, playing with other people. So around 10 years old, it's ideal to start playing this game. We also have a turtle variation of the game. So we got plenty of games to have some fun, and Roborelli is another really cool game to start to have a little introduction into programming. Yeah. Thank you so much. If you have any questions about the games in Stage 8, the games are in anything really is in Stage A, Saal A, in Room A. Has someone found it out? Oh, at 2:30. Oh, that's going to be a short lunch. We're not going to do that anyway. So, very warm welcome again. Please do get your tickets, wander around, enjoy the Congress. We wish you a wonderful day. If you have any questions, please come around. We have an info table in the foyer and an info desk.